Rick Jensen here with you. Community conversation with folks from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and the Bend this morning. So I'm going to have our guests go ahead and introduce themselves, as we do as we've done every other Thursday for 3 years now.
3 years.
So,
I can't believe that.
My name is Becky Kemnitz. I'm the office manager at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle, marketing specialist, Volunteer Center.
And I'm Jeff Potts, executive director of The Bend.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Good to see you guys again. And Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
So we should start with the Do-Good Bus.
That's right. Our Do-Good Bus has become so popular. Our April ride is April 11th, 9 to 1. Our sign-up will be live soon. Make sure you sign up right away if you're interested in this one. And your clue this time is you'll leaf happy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
And then we're going to move on to the hub. So St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Everyone's a little Irish for 24 hours. We'll be celebrating with some special drinks. This year we're going to do a black and tan. Salted caramel mocha. So that's for anyone that likes something sweet. An Irish cold brew, jet black cold brew with Irish cream. And then a lucky charm matcha. So organic reishi matcha blended with a touch of peppermint and lucky charm marshmallows to top it off.
It'll be magically delicious.
Yes, it will. And then we're going to have our lucky clover cupcakes. They'll be $3 each. And they are chocolatey and rich. I've tried them. They're fabulous. These cupcakes are dairy-free, egg-free, and made with coconut cream and topped with delicious, naturally green matcha frosting. So they're very good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So Champions of Change, we are in full swing of gathering nominations for Champions of Change. Every nonprofit has that someone, that couple, or that team that they can't imagine functioning without. We all have a friend who is always out making a difference in our community, and Champions of Change is a wonderful way to recognize and celebrate these volunteers. It only takes a few minutes to make that nomination of somebody that you know, but the feeling and the gratitude that they will feel and you'll feel will last a lifetime. So, like I said, nominations are currently open, and they run through March 31st. More details can be found on our website, which is volunteernow.net. And save the date, because this year's celebration is at The Bend.
Yay!
It's on May 28th, and we're super excited. With this move to the Bend, it brings opportunity to change things up and really have a lot of fun reinventing what that celebration is going to look and feel like. And that's part of the reason we have you on. It worked out very well. Jeff and the Bend are one of the newest nonprofit members of the Volunteer Center. So we're happy to have you on board, and we can't wait to talk to you about why the Bend exists in West Bend and what the fun things happening are. So, why don't we start with, why are you part of West Bend?
Sure. So, the funny thing is we've been part of West Bend since November of 1929.
Right.
And that's that's really the cool part about this project is, as we've worked for, our nonprofit organization got formed about 4 years ago, and as we've worked towards restoring and revitalizing this beautiful old Art Deco theater building, it's really been all about community partnerships, from the vendors we've used to do the work itself to meeting our neighbors on Main Street and the excitement of what we're going to bring, to working with the Volunteer Center to engage this community. You know, all aspects of this are just exciting and are going to inject some more energy into downtown and some new life. And I'm biased, but it's going to be awesome.
And it's really fun, but you are a neighbor of the Volunteer Center and the Hub. So we frequently get to go by and watch the evolution of the just it coming alive, and I can't wait to get inside tonight.
Yeah. So tonight we actually have volunteer training, which is really cool. So we've been a little protective the past month or so as the building came together. I really love this awe factor of people walking in there because they remember it as a movie theater. And when it was a movie theater, it was divided vertically and horizontally, and it was painted this really dark color, and nobody had ever seen or paid attention to the architectural elements, and certainly nobody has ever seen the historic artwork that we restored. And so since we got our occupancy permit last week, we've just been having a field day. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but letting people in as they peek through our windows. We're like, come on, we just want to show it off.
We're going to have a lot of peekers.
I know we are. I know we are. But we've been trying really hard to protect that surprise for the first audience that comes on Saturday night for our opening night concert because it is just so special.
Can you talk a little bit about that Saturday night concert?
Yeah, so our very first event, it is a straight-up concert. We're featuring Corey Chisel. And we chose him to open the venue because he represents a lot of what we want to do there. He's a Wisconsin artist. He's been nominated for a Grammy Award, so he's at the very top of what he does. He's a singer-songwriter. And it kind of represents what a 330-seat venue can do. We can go out there and we can find really, really great artists that are going to put on an amazing show at a good price. But you may not have heard of that artist before. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we have to really do is pay attention to our reputation and ensure that whenever we put something on our stage, it's of great quality and value. And that's how we will continue to exist for another 90 years. And that's how we'll build kind of a little music scene here. We're taking the same approach to other live performances. So we'll do a lot of comedy. Just this week, I announced 4 comedy shows, a couple stand-up nights, and a couple improv nights. And those are going to be fun experiments just to see what Washington County wants to come. And real low ticket prices, $15 for those for all seats. We're going to try a lot of different things, and if it works, we're going to keep doing it, and if it doesn't work, we're going to set it aside and revisit it a year later, because we really just want to see what this market wants to support. Mm-hmm. And that's really the fun and exciting thing of my job, thinking of that stage and that screen and what we can do on there to just provide a gathering point for the community.
Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to stopping by for a tour.
Absolutely.
We'll see. Right.
So, you talked a little bit about tonight when you have a volunteer training. What kind of jobs do volunteers do?
Yeah. So we're a startup nonprofit in every sense of the term, meaning we're governed by a board of directors. I was the very first employee hired in July, and a couple weeks ago we hired a bar manager. And so now we have 1.5 FTEs. The rest of that is volunteers. And that's been our design since the start. We knew that the only way we're going to be sustainable if we're really smart with our dollars. And so volunteers are going to help us with everything from box office and concessions to ushering to even helping clean up that building. We have volunteer committees to help with all sorts of expertise. So I have a whole technical department that is filled with folks that are sound engineers and lighting folks that just love the technical side of things. We have really smart numbers people that are looking at our financials and making sure that we're doing this in a smart and sustainable way. We're even looking for simple volunteers that want to come in and help change that historic marquee sign we put back up downtown. Anything. So if you have an interest, we're partnering very great closely with the Volunteer Center. Actually, that's the only way you can raise your hand and say, I want to help at the Bend, is by filling out the form on your website. Once you do that, we get pinged, we reach out to you, and we tell you about our upcoming trainings and orientations like we're having tonight. You go through one of those, and we start getting you on the schedule for upcoming events. What's cool about being a nonprofit volunteer theater is our volunteers not only get the warm fuzzies you get for helping, but they get to watch a show or a movie for free. They get a cool T-shirt like the one I'm wearing. And we've got some other surprises on nights for volunteers as well. You know, at the end of the day, we've got this beautiful creative space, and our volunteers should get to use that too. So we're excited about it.
Is there a minimum age for volunteer?
Yeah, right now you do have to be 18 or older, and part of the reason is because we do have a full liquor license, so we have alcohol in the building. The other part of the reason is is that, you know, sometimes our content's going to be a little mature. Sometimes we'll show an R-rated movie, and adding in an extra layer of having to age check all of our volunteers at the moment is something that we're not ready to take on. Once
sure.
we grow, I fully see us having volunteer opportunities for all ages. Some of our hopes, not just the classic movies and the music and the comedy, we also just want to be a community gathering place. So figuring out ways to be open on Saturday mornings for the farmers market, or to welcome people in before or after Music on Main. We really want to be a big part of events that already exist in downtown and help complement those and make our community a destination. One of the things I fully believe is that we can do a much better job of attracting from Milwaukee and areas around there of coming up and enjoying all the fantastic amenities we have here in West Bend and in greater Washington County. And so that's a big part of our strategic plan, is targeting those day trip visitors to come to town.
All right. Sounds good. And again, everything rolls this week.
Yeah. So Saturday's our first concert. We'll have close to 300 people in the building that night. On Sunday, we're doing a public open house, which is kind of cool. It's a tribute to our vaudeville roots. So at 3 o'clock, we're doing a series of vaudeville acts, a short little 5-minute comedy, song, dance. And then at 4 o'clock, we're showing The Wizard of Oz. Oh. And we're going to show off our technology in our cinema system, because we're going to show it in 4K high definition.
Ooh.
And I don't think people have ever seen The Wizard of Oz in high definition because it's relatively new. And as exciting as that sounds, I do have bad news. We're already sold out on that. I literally created a Facebook event and didn't advertise it at all. And 300 slots went like that.
This is good news.
It is good news. The following weekend, we have a couple movies that we're going to show as well. We have Back to the Future on Saturday and Beauty and the Beast on Sunday. And then the last weekend in March, we're really focusing on music again. So on Friday night, this is kind of our nod to independent music. We have an indie rock band out of Minneapolis called Night Moves, and we've teamed them up with the Chris Hayes Band out of Milwaukee. And so it's a double dip of original music and only $15. And then the next night, the 28th, it's literally our first sold-out concert. We have the bluegrass band Chicken Wire Empire coming. What's cool about those guys is I knew they were a great band, and I knew I wanted to book them. And we put tickets on sale on, you know, a Friday at 10 a.m. And within 2 hours, we sold like 150 tickets. Wow. And within 10 days, we were sold out. And as cool as that is, the downside as a nonprofit executive director is now my board thinks that's how every concert should go.
That's at the bar.
Right. So please go buy tickets and help me live up to those lofty expectations.
Right. Well, you know, there's so much going on in West Bend to pair with you, too, like great restaurants and great bars and things that, I mean, you're right. This is a destination opportunity for people.
You nailed it. Even for our opening, I mean, our VIP guests are going to the Norbert or Krimmer's for dinner. We're working with Tap and Tavern to help feed our artist. It's all about partnerships. For movies, the Candyman's right next door. And so we had a nice conversation. And truthfully, I just thought, you know, people are going to go there and they're going to sneak their candy in anyways. Why don't we just form a partnership and say, you are allowed to bring in Candyman candy. Cool. And so that's the deal. I don't want to see any Snickers or Reese's penises, but if you go there and buy a nice piece of candy from our neighbors, bring it on in for a movie. Awesome. It'll be fantastic.
There you go. All right. Jeff, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And getting us, boy, ready to go. People are excited.
So am I.
Yeah. So, all right. Do we have some needs this week?
We do. Therapy rides. If you enjoy working with horses and helping children, join Rides and Reins in April for an orientation and training and helping with therapy sessions. Volunteers ensure rider safety, lead and care for the horses. And sessions run Saturday mornings and Thursday afternoons beginning in May. Experience with horses is helpful but not required.
All right.
We have a driving co-pilot with Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties is looking for an assistant driver who can help pick up items that have been donated to the restores. Volunteers need to be 18 years or older and able to lift 50 pounds. And should have some experience driving a box truck. So that's a little different. Shifts typically run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Help a senior. Seniors in Washington County are able to maintain their independence with a little help from volunteers like you. Interfaith Caregivers needs people to help with their flexible volunteer opportunities with assisting a senior through tasks such as transportation, grocery shopping, light house or yard work, and similar jobs. And sometimes it's just visiting as well. Volunteers should be at least 18 years old.
All right. And in case you don't, those aren't kind of what you're looking for, and maybe you don't know about volunteering at the Bend yet, I'm thinking there is probably a website somewhere that has more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
That's right. You can go right to volunteernow.net.
All right. And
if that doesn't work out for you, give us a call and Becky will answer the phone and help you through the process.
All right. Or also stop by, visit the Hub, and visit the Volunteer Center of Washington County, conveniently located on the roundabout.
Yes.
Yes.
Downtown West Bend, across the river from the Bend, and just down the street from MOA.
Yes. Right. Hopping part of West Bend.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thanks for coming in. Good to see everybody. And again, I can't believe we've done this for 3 years now, Michelle.
I know. Isn't that something? It feels like it's only been a week or two, but I remember that first time, though. I was extremely nervous, so I'm glad that has gone away.
It didn't show on the air, though.
Oh, good.
So that's good.
It didn't, you know what? Show.
You know what? I've got them all archived here.
Oh, maybe, wonderful. We could put up a...
We'll let you... play it back sometime and compare.
That's funny.